In a popular coffee shop in central Sarajevo, first-time voters discuss the future of their country.
It's unsustainable. So the sheer, you know, contradictory nature of our constitution itself has affected our political system during the years after the war. And it has not only hindered the development of the country, but also the reconciliation after the conflict.
After 3 years of brutal war, the Dayton Peace Agreement ensured a presidential system based on existing divisions along ethnic and religious lines. Three presidents, Bosniak Muslim, Serb Orthodox, and Croat Catholic. But 27 years later, there's tangible frustration with the electoral system and lack of progress. Serb leader Milorad Dodik has openly talked about separating from Bosnia and Herzegovina, and many fear a nationalist Croat president could be elected, a development that could further deepen divisions and lead to a possible conflict. The High Representative to Bosnia, Christian Schmidt, has warned of a political crisis that runs very deep. On the streets of Sarajevo, people feel frustrated by the system.
We wish this system changes into something new, and then young people rule, and that parties are not ethnically and nationally pure.
Back at a coffee shop, some refuse to be categorized by the three main ethnic divisions in the country.
The way that we say that we are either one of the three, Bosniak, Serbs or Croats, what about the rest? We cannot elect ourselves, we cannot be represented in the government if we are not one of the three.
People are not being represented equally, and our democracy and our sovereignty in the country as well is always being challenged by the others.
In the last year, there's been increased talk about tensions and conflict possibly breaking out, especially close to an election.
I see it on my parents who are from Srebrenica, they survived the genocide. I see it on my mom, and when I ask her, like, do you feel threatened? Do you feel like there's gonna be a war, that we're gonna hear the bullets, that you're gonna hear the bullets again? She's like, yes, I believe that there will be a war again.
I feel really anxious sometimes, but then I ask people, like, oh, what do you think about the war? And even people from both entities, and they're like, we don't want war. We don't want that happening again. And then you ask some other people from Federation and they said, like, oh, we also said this in 92. Like, people said this, like, there won't be a war happening, and it happened.
The list of problems Bosnia faces is long, and politicians are also accused of fueling divisions.
Most of the parties that are participating in the government are actually, for them, raising ethnic tensions and producing problems and conflicts is how they divert the attention of the public.
So far, there's been no viable alternative to the current system for the elections, and some fear that any changes could create even more segregation by solidifying powers for nationalist politicians. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, Sarajevo.